Okay, first of all, Thursday is going to be an open lab, which means there won't be a class, but either Joe or I or both of us will be here from 9:30 to 5. So you can come as much time as you want and as much time as you can and work on getting caught up. Okay, because it's a good environment to work on getting caught up, because if you have a problem, you can ask immediately as opposed to asking and getting an email eventually or waiting until Joe's available. So Thursday from 9:30 until 5 in this room, there'll be somebody here. You can come and work on answering questions and getting caught up. And I especially do this kind of after I've given the Java assignments, because that's where people tend to run into problems. And so if you bring your Java and try to JavaScript and try to get caught up on that, it would be a good thing. So there's no class per se, but there's an open lab, and you can come anytime for as much time as you want. Okay? So now we're going to back away from programming, at least for today, and look at numbering systems, which is one of the things that the department decided was important to have in the introductory course. This handout is probably umpteen years old, and the handout as far as numbering systems is fine, because numbering systems haven't changed. But at the end of this handout, there is a section on codes. And that section on codes is out of date. It's old codes. So we're not even going to look at that. We're going to look at ASCII, and there's information about ASCII in another handout. But this handout is good for numbering systems, not so good for codes, and so just don't bother with the codes part of it. Okay, so in decimal, a decimal number is its face value times its position value. So the 5 over here is a lot different than as if I put the 5 in the units position. Okay? Every number has a face value and a positional value. And it is the face times the positional value that gives it the total value. So 5 times 10 to the third is 5 times 1,000, which is 5,000. 7 times 10 squared is 7 times 100, which is 700. So that 7, I instinctively know, it's the third digit in, I instinctively know it's 700, because I've known that since I was a small kid. But we don't know that as much for other numbering systems. So it's good to just go back and remember how we know that, and it's face value times positional value. Okay, so what we're going to start looking at first is the binary numbering system. And today it's really mostly about numbering systems. Next Tuesday we will talk about how this works out with codes. But for today it's mostly just numbering systems. The binary numbering system has two digits, 0 and 1. And the reason we learn binary is because the computer has a bunch of those on-off things going on. And so the binary numbering system has 0 and 1 for off and on. Okay? So, since there are two digits, it's called base 2. Just like in decimal, there's 10 digits, and it's called base 10, okay? So it's called base 2. So I have my positional values, 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the 2nd, 2 to the 3rd, 2 to the 4th, 2 to the 5th, 2 to the 6th, and on infinitum, okay? 2 to the 0 is 1, okay? Everything, anything to the 0 to the power is defined as 1. So 2 to the 0 is 1, 2 to the 1st is 2, 2 squared is 4, 2 cubed is 8, 2 to the 4th, 16, 2 to the 5th, 32, to the 6, 64, and it keeps going. 64, 128, 256, whatever. It just keeps going, multiplying by 2. Okay, so if I have a binary number and I want to convert it to decimal, the way I do that is I multiply the face value times the positional value. So I started out with this number up here, 1011011, and I want to convert it to decimal. So I start out and I say 1 times 2 to the 6 is 1 times 64, which is 64. And then the next digit is 0 times 2 to the 5th, which is 0 times 32, and 0 times anything is 0, so that's a 0. Okay? And then the next digit over is 1, and it's 1 times 2 to the 4th, which is 1 times 16, which is 16. And I go through that for every digit. And then I add them up, and that tells me that it's 91 decimal. Okay? So that tells me that it's 91. So, if I have a number like this, and I want to convert that to decimal, okay, I will take and I'll multiply the face value times the positional value and go through that. Okay, so give it a try. What is that going to be in decimal? Thank you. Giving you the face values, now you have to multiply them by the positional values. And the positional values are going to be 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. Okay. So what is this answer going to be? Did anybody come up with an answer? Yeah. I think I have 47. Double check. Okay. So the way I do it is I multiply face value times positional. So 1 times 32 is 32. 0 times 16 is 0. 1 times 8 is 8. 1 times 4 is 4. 1 times 2 is 2, and I think you're right because I think I added the 1 in. Okay. 10, 6 carry the 1, 46. Okay. So that would be 46 in decimal. What is this one going to be? Okay, try that one. Yeah. 120? I don't know how to call it. 120? Anybody agree with 120? Yes, you agree with it. Anybody else buy 120? Yep. looks like that's what it is, because I'm getting a lot of buy-ins. Okay, so 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. So I'm adding up 64, 32, 16, and 8. And that is 120. So that is, in binary, is equal to 120 in decimal. So that's conversion from binary to decimal. Now, if I want to go the other way, if I want to go from decimal to binary, okay, so we're starting out with, let's start out with the 46. I'm going to erase the second problem I put up there. Give us a little room. Okay. So if I start out with the 46 and I say, okay, 46 in decimal, what do I want to make it in binary? Okay. So what I have to do is figure out which positions I'm going to have to use. So I can write down the positions, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. The next would be 64. Well, 64 is bigger than 46, so I'm clearly not going to be able to put anything in the 64 and turn on 64, because then I would be bigger than 46. So I start out and I say, okay, what can I use? Well, I can use the 32, because 46 minus 32 is 14. So I can use the 32. Can I use the 16? No, because I only have 14 left. So I put a 0 there. Can I use the 8?
Yes.
Yes. And so when I subtract 8, that gives me 6 left. So I put a 1 in the 8. Can I use the 4?
Yes.
So I subtract 4, and that gives me 2 left. So can I use the 2?
Yes.
So I subtract the 2, and that gives me 0 left. Use the 2, I've got nothing left, so that's a 0. So 101110 is the right answer. Okay? So that goes back to the 46. Okay. So what's that going to be in decimal? And then when you get that done, we'll do a decimal and back. So what's that going to be done in decimal? Yeah. You got an answer? Okay, what? Pardon me?
I got 877.
877? Anybody buy onto that? Yep.
Really? I don't.
Okay.
I don't know how you get a 7 at the end. Maybe I'm, yeah, I don't know how you get a 7.
Well, you get an odd number because the one's on. So you definitely get an odd number because the one is on.
That was two to the zero.
Which is defined as one.
Okay.
Two to the zero is defined as one.
Oh, all right, that's why. I was thinking it was zero. All right, thank you.
Okay. So this is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512. And you can just keep going forever, okay? So when I add these up, I've got 512 plus 256, and I'm never going to get these, read them right, 64, 32, 8, 4, and 1, right? So I've got 2 and 6 is 8, 12, 22, 26, 27, so there's 7, carry the 2. 3, 8, 14, 15, 16, 17, carry the 1, 8. So yes, 877 does it. Okay. So converting from binary to decimal is simply adding up the powers that have a 1 over them, okay, that I'm using, and ignoring the ones that have a 0 over them. Okay. So now let's try 499 in decimal, and I want to make that in binary. Yeah. What you got?
Put it this way. Okay, so it would be 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 0, 0, 1.
I have no idea. We'll find out.
One more one.
Yeah. Yeah, one more one.
Yeah.
Two ones at the end?
That's it.
That's it?
Good.
Okay. So what we look at is I stopped at 256 because the next one is 512. And I can't subtract 512 from 499. So I stopped with the 256. So I'm going to subtract the 256, and that gives me 243. Okay, so I've got a 1 here. And that means I can use the 128. So I'm subtracting the 128, and that is 511, right? So I've now got the 128 I'm using. And then I subtract the 64, and that leaves me 51. Okay, so that means I use the 64. Can I use the 32? Yes. So I subtract that, and I end up with 19, okay? So that means I can use the 60, and then I end up with 3. So 3 means I can't use the 8, I can't use the 4, I can use the 2, and that leaves me 1, and I can subtract the 1, so I use the 2, and I use the 1, and that gives me my answer. Okay? So that's how I go back and forth between binary and decimal. Okay? And it's all based on the positions and what positions I'm using. Questions? Does that make sense? Okay, that would involve... Does that make sense? Okay. Or like that, either way. Questions? Okay. So after we finish looking at the binary back and forth between decimal, the next numbering, the next thing we're going to do is kind of counting. I skipped, I was almost ready to skip counting. Okay, so we're looking at counting. And remember in decimal, 9 plus 1 is 10, because when you hit the 9, which is the last digit available to you in decimal, 9 plus 1 flips me over to the next place and I go to 10. Well, the same thing happens with binary. 1 plus 1 is 10. Because when I add 1 to 1, 1 is the top digit that I have. When I add 1 to 1, I put down a 0, carry the 1, and bring it down. I go to the next position. So in any numbering system, when you take the highest digit and add 1 to it, you end up with 10. The highest digit in the numbering system, plus 1, is going to end up at 10. Okay? So I have 1 plus 1 is 10. Plus 1 more, 0, 1 is 1, 1. 0 plus 1 is 1, bring down to 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 more, 1 plus 1 is 0, carry the 1, 1 plus 1 is 10. So it's 10, 0. Plus 1 more is 10, 1. Plus 1 more, 1 plus 1 is 10, put down the 0, carry the 1, 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 1, 1. And plus 1 is going to be what? Add 1 to 1, 1, 1, what do I got? Yeah.
1, 0, 0, 0.
That's right. 1, 0, 0, 0. And I just keep going like this as I am counting in binary. Okay. Okay. Now the next thing is hexadecimal. Or actually, you know what? Before I do hexadecimal, I think we'll do a little more with binary. I'm going to get you adding a few things up. 1, 1, 1, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1. What does that add up to in binary?
I
Anybody got an answer? Yeah.
51.
51, okay. 51 in decimal. What is it in binary?
I'm working on that.
So 51 would be decimal. And we'll actually get to that, that's how you can do the thing with the conversion. Anybody got a binary answer? Yeah.
Yeah.
110011. Anybody buy that? Yeah, you buy it? Okay. All right, so let's try this. 1 + 1 = 10. +1 = 11. Put down the 1, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10. +1 = 11. Put down the 1, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10. +1 = 11. +1 = 100. Okay? +1 = 100. Put down the 0, carry the 10. 10 + 1 = 11. +1 = 100. +1 = 101. +1 = 110. So 110. Okay. That's 10 + 1. 10 + 1 = 11. +1 = 100. +1 = 101. +1 = 110. And you can follow it over here. Okay? 10 + 1 = 11. +1 more is 111. 10 + 1 is 101, etc. You can follow it over there in that little math thing that I did on the side. So that's 11010. So now how can we check it? Okay. 111. If you put the 8, 4, 2, and 1 underneath that, that's an 8 and 4 is 12, and 2 is 14. So that's a 14, right? If I put the 8, 4, 2, 1 under this, the 8 and the 1 are on, so that's a 9. On the next one, 8, 4, and 1 are on, so that's a 13. 8, 4, and 1 are on, so that's a 13. And on the bottom one, 8 is on, 4 is on, 2 is on, 1 is on. So that is 50. And if I add this up, 13, 16, 21, carry the 2, it's a 51 in decimal. So that's what I think it is. If I converted it to decimal and then do the add, I come up with a 51. Now I can try it down here. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. 32, and 32 plus 16 plus 2 plus 1 is 51. And so the answer is 51. So if I convert them individually and add them, I get 51. If I then look at the answer is 51. And so I know then that it's correct. The other way you can check and see if it's correct is to use a calculator, and the online calculator lets you get into using different numbering systems, so you can actually check it there, which is why your homework, the highest grade you can get on the homework, unless you pass in the work, is a C. because I want you to play around with these and not just use the calculator. So you can get a C if you use the calculator, but you've got to pass in the work, like what we just did here, if you're going to get an A on that particular assignment. Okay, so if I don't see the work, and everybody should get 100 on this, because if you can check your work, even after you've done the work, you can check it on the calculator, and if the calculator is not giving you the right answer, then you can rework it again. So everybody should get 100. Okay, but you can only get a C unless I see the work. Okay, because I want you to be comfortable with binary, and using the calculator doesn't lead to comfort. Leads to right answers, but not to comfort. Yeah.
Do I see the work for every answer?
Yeah. So you make a choice. You want a C or an A? Okay. You know, and some of them don't, you don't have to write the 8-4-2-1 on everything like that. You can just, you know, do it some way that indicates that you know what you're doing. Okay. So let's try one more of these adding things up. You don't have to give me the decimal, but what's, does anybody have a binary answer? Yeah. Go ahead.
101.
Like that? Well, was there an extra zero there? Huh?
One more zero.
One more zero. Okay. So, 1 + 1 = 10. Put down the zero, carry the one. And again, you can follow right across the top there. 1 + 1 = 10. Plus 1 is 10. Plus 1 is what? 1, 1, right? Is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 100, right? So 4 ones. So put down the zero, carry the 10. 10 + 1 = 11. Plus 1 is 100. Put down the 0, carry the 10. Done that before. 10 + 1 = 11. Plus 1 is 100. Put down the 0, carry the 10. Okay? So far we're doing all right. 10 + 1 = 11. Plus 1 is 100. Plus 1 is 101. So that is matching with the answer that we could anticipate, okay? And then if we want to check this in decimal, we can convert each number individually, add them up, and then convert the answer. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but we can do it, sure. So let's see, we're going to have 1, 2, 4, 8, and 16, right? So the first one is what? The top one is 16 plus 8 is 24, 25, 26, 27. And the next one is 16 and 8 is 24, 22 rather. Did I do that right the last time? 16 and 8 is 24, that's right. Good. 24 plus 4 is 28, 29, 30, 31. 16 plus 4 is 22. 0 carries a 1, 8, right? Okay, somebody check me. 8, right? And then if I come across here, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 64 and 16 are 8, and nothing else is turned off, so it's 8. Okay? So that's the decimal.
I do math a lot better when I'm not saying it out loud. Somehow saying it out loud gets me lost. Okay, questions? Okay. Then the next thing we're going to look at is hexadecimal. And hexadecimal is a base 16, which means it needs 16 digits. So the digits I have are 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then I have A, B, C, D, E, and F. So that I have 16 digits. Okay? So I have 16 digits. The A carries the same value as decimal 10. B carries the same value as 11. C, 12. D, 13. E, 14. And F, 15. And like everything else, it's got face value times positional value. So if I want to convert A359, it's A359, and the positions are 16 to the 0 over to the right, under the 9, 16 to the 1st under the 5, 16 squared under the 3, and 16 cubed under the A. So to find out the value, I'm multiplying face value times positional value. So A times 16 to the 3rd is 10, because A is a 10, times 4,096, which is 40,960. And 3 times 16 squared is 3 times 256, which is 768. And then 5 times 16 to the 1st is 5 times 16, which is 8. And 9 times 6 to the 0 is 9 plus 1, and I get 9. So the equivalent of 8359 in decimal is 41817. Okay?
So I've got 41817. So if I have a hexadecimal number, let's try this one. And this is in hexadecimal, and I want to convert this over to decimal. Okay? So that's my face value, then I need to use my positional values.
So give that a try.
1505.
1505. I have no idea.
Me too.
1505.
1511?
You like 1511? And we'll find out. Okay, so the positional values are 116 and 256. Okay, so those are the positional values for 16 to the 0, 16 to the first, 16 squared. So 256 times 5, 0 carry the 3, 25, 8, 12, 80. Okay, and 16 times E, which is 14, and 7 is just 7, okay, 7 times 1 is just 7. So if I add up 1280 and 224 and 7, one carry the one carry the one, 5, 1. So I'm getting 1511.
I forgot the
7. Huh?
I forgot the 7.
You forgot the 7.
I use 1, so that's it.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
Okay. So that would be 1511. Okay, so the decimal for this is 1511. Questions. Okay, so once you have the 1511 and you want to convert it back, okay, so if I start out with 1511 and I say I've got 1511 in decimal and I want to convert it to 16, and we're just doing this because we know the answer. But if I have 1511 in decimal and I want to convert it back, okay, so what I do is I set up the positions 1, 16, 256, okay, and after 256 comes 4096, and that's too big. I clearly can't subtract 4096, so that's too big. So now I have to figure out how many 256s go into this, and that's the tricky part. Okay, so 4 2056s, I know if I can do that math in my head fairly easily, that would be 1024. So I clearly need more than that. Okay, so 4 is too small, because I'm trying to figure out how many 256s go into 1511, okay? So it's going to be either 5 or 6, and I have to just kind of do the math and figure out whether it's 5 times or 6 times, okay? So I happen to know that it's 5 times, and 5 gives me 1280. So if I put a 5 here, then I've got the 1511 and I subtract the 1280. And I have 231 left. Okay? So I might have been tempted to try the 6 because it's fairly close. Okay? But I cheated and knew the 5, so I did the 5. But I might have tried the 6, seen it was too big, and then gone back to the 5. So I now have 231, and my thing is, how many 16s can I use on that? Okay? And so I go through and I play with the math until I come up with how many 16s will go into that. Okay, so 10 16s would be 160. I need more than that. 12 16s would be, 190-something. I need more than that. And so I eventually end up with knowing that it's 14 16s, and this is when a calculator comes in great handy. Ann and I come up with the 224, which gives me 7 left. And when I have the 7 left, then I know that that is going to be, okay. So this is 14, but I write 14 as E, 7. Okay, so that's how I can go back and forth, is again, it's all based on those positions. And converting to decimal involves just figuring, doing the multiplying. Converting the other way from decimal to hex involves figuring out how many of each of these positions. And that's a little trickier. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah. We will. Okay, okay, so give that one a shot. No. Why are you doing that one?
That's the 11 o'clock version, not the 11 o'clock version, the 12:30.
Yeah, I didn't see
that one.
It was
your
isolated
and like. But it's just, oh, I said, you already did the other one. I said,
okay. It doesn't matter for mine, it's all one sheet at home for the two classes. Okay, anybody come up with an answer? Yeah. 735. Okay. Anybody buy into that? You're buying into it, okay. So it's 2 times 256, which is 512. It's D times 16, and what's a D?
13.
So it is 13 times 16. And this one is what?
15.
So I add these up, and I've got 512 plus 208 plus 15. 5 carry the 1, 3, 735. Okay, so that's 735. And then if I again, going the reverse, if I start out with 735 decimal and I say turn that into hex, then I write down the places 256, 16, and 1. And then I have to figure out how many 256s I can take from 735. Okay? And 3 would be too much. 2. So 2 is going to be what I do.
And so I have the 735, I subtract the 256 from it. And that gives me, so I put the 2 in here. And then 479 is how many 16s do I have left? Okay. Did I do that math right?
It would be minus, no, you're minus 12.
What did I try to do?
520.
Yeah, no, I just looked up there and saw the 256 instead of the 512. Because suddenly it just wasn't right. Okay, 512. So I've got 322, which looks a lot better. Okay. So now I have to figure out how many 16s I can use from that. And I know from having looked that I can use 13 of them. Okay, but if I didn't, I'd have to go back and figure out how many 16s are in 223. Okay, so I've got 208, right? So I subtract 208, it leaves me 15. The 208 is 13 times, so I have the D. 15 is F, and so I'm all set. It's converted back. So that's how I can convert back and forth. Okay, this is showing counting. And the important thing to notice here is the 1111. Okay, and there is something that we can see here, and that is that every hex character can be converted to 4 binary characters. And every combination of 4 binary characters can be converted to 1 hex character. Okay, so every one of these hex characters from 0 to F can be converted into 4 binaries. And obviously at the top here we have leading zeros in front, but leading zeros don't change anything. And so it can be converted to 4 binary. And every 4 binary can be converted to a hex. And that's why we're getting into hex, because of this neat relationship that they have. Because the codes that we're using, ASCII code, is made up of 8 bits, 8 binary bits. 8 bits make a byte. And 8 binary bits is an ASCII character. So if we split that in half, we've got 4 and 4. And so if you get a dump of memory, for example, if you get a dump that is all binary, good luck to you reading it, okay? It's a lot easier to read it if it comes to you in hex. So if it comes as an F7, or an F7 is a lot easier than 1111011. And so it will bring out the hex as opposed to the binary. And that just is a lot easier to work with. So that's why we learn hexadecimal. And you'll see that on Tuesday when we start going into codes. But the reason for hexadecimal is 8 bits make a byte. And I can divide that up into 4
and see two hexadecimal digits for every character. So for every character I hit on the keyboard, there is 8 binary bits, which can be translated into 2 hexadecimal digits. And it just makes things more readable. Okay. So, notice decimal doesn't work, because decimal is up in 2 digits. Okay, so that means that I can very easily convert a string of binaries into hex. So if I come over here, I've got 1100 1111, and I divide it up into 1100 and 111. 1100 is 1100 is the 8 and the 4 are turned on. 2 and the 1 aren't. So that's a 12, and a 12 is what? A C. Okay, a 12 is a C. A is a 10, B is an 11, 12 is a C, 13 is a D, 14 is an E, 15 is an F. So 1100, 8 and 4 make 12, which is a C. Decimal C. And then 1111 has the 8, 4, 2, and 1 turned on, which is a 15, which is a hexadecimal F. Okay, so I then have an hexadecimal F. So that is a CF. Okay. So if I give you 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, okay, what does that turn into in hex? Well, you start at the right, and you start dividing it up into groups of 4. So I've got 4, 4, 4. Four, oh, that came out either. I didn't want it to. So I'm going to put a 1, 0 at the beginning. 4, and then this one, you pretend there's 2 zeros in front to make it 4. And then I can go in and I can convert this. And so this first one would be a 2, because the 2 is on. Okay, 2 and 4 are on, so this is a 6. 1, 2, and 4 are on, so that's a 7. Nothing is on, so that's a 0. 8, 4, 2, and 1 are on, so that's a 15, which is an F. And this is 4 and 1, so it's a 5. So I can go over and convert it to hex fairly easily, always using the 8, 4, 2, 1.
Is that the last one?
Which one?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that that position was an 8 on the last one. 0101. I thought it would have been a 9.
No, it's a 4 and a 1, so it's 5. Okay, try that one.
do we write those first two?
Pardon me?
What do we do with the first two?
You pretend there's zeros in front of it. Because zeros in front can't do any harm.
Oh, so I can add two zeros?
Yes.
And create.
Right.
All right.
In reality, on the computer, that's not going to happen. You're going to get fours, but...
It's always perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so what have I got here?
3D.
This is 8-4, so that's the C, right?
Yeah.
What's this?
That's 9. And then I believe D. E. 3. C. 3.
Okay, so now the next thing is, if you have the hex and somebody asks you to give me binary, and so what's the binary for that? Okay, so what's an F? 1-1, what did you say for this one?
1-1-1-0. 1-1-1-0, it's 14.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we have now done all of the conversions. If you look at the homework assignment, I asked you to do these, all of these conversions. So I've got binary to decimal, back and forth from binary to decimal, decimal to binary, hex to decimal, decimal to hex, and then binary to hex and hex to binary. So that you've got all of those things coming up. Okay. Next thing this weekend, after the lab and everything, you should be, hopefully, I will have everything in place by then, you should be getting a mentor. And what the mentors are alum that have got jobs in the computer field. And I will pair each one of you up with one of the alums. And you basically have to email them and ask them questions. What do they do? What's their job? What do they like about their job? What do they hate about their job? You know, how do they spend their time? or any questions that appeal to you that you'd like to know talking to a professional. So it's your chance to talk to a professional and kind of find out what they do. And then, needless to say, you have to write a paper about careers and what you found out, and also some research that you have to do. So that will be coming up for next week, hopefully, as I said, if I get everybody lined up. We're really lucky that a lot of the alum are really interested in doing this, and I have about 40-plus alum that are willing to do this, and so each one takes two or three people or something, and it works out well. So that's the future. Then we're going to look at Visual Basic and wrap up a little bit more with Access. I think that's about it. So we're on the downward slope now. Okay. JavaScript being probably the hottest point of the course. And it gets better. Visual Basic is a lot easier than JavaScript. So once you've got JavaScript under control, Visual Basic is very much easier. It doesn't give you white screens of death and all that wonderful stuff.
Very, that's the first computer that I need.